Victor is a retired coal miner. He is pro-Russia in his politics, but he says people have faced increased economic hardship since Moscow-backed separatists took control of the region 7 years ago.
Prices have increased for everything. Oils, fruits, meat, utility bills. Local authorities increased our pensions by 20% recently, but some prices have risen by 70%. There are no jobs. The young can only find work through nepotism.
Even the price of some fish has increased because since Ukraine banned trade with what it describes as the occupied territories in 2017, much of it has to be imported via Russia. Market traders have to pay higher transport costs and import duty. It's the same story with most of these products made in Russia and Belarus.
Many people have left to Russia, Ukraine and abroad looking for work. I used to have regular customers, but not now.
No trains from Ukraine government-controlled areas have run on these tracks for years. The currency was changed from the Ukrainian hryvnia to the Russian ruble in 2015. It's estimated Moscow spends more than $1 billion a year supporting the separatist-controlled region of Donetsk and Luhansk, which was disconnected from the international banking system when the separatists took control. People can only send and receive rubles to and from banks in Russia. The coal industry was for decades the region's lifeblood. Most of the mines are in separatist-controlled territory. Kiev says what it describes as Ukraine's stolen natural resource is finding its way onto international markets via Russia, something Russia denies. Hundreds of businesses have been destroyed, abandoned, or have gone bankrupt since the conflict started. In 2015, the pro-Russia separatists and the then Ukrainian government signed what became known as the Minsk II Agreement. It was a deal that aimed at achieving peace and a lasting political settlement to the conflict. But 7 years later, not a single one of the 13 articles in that agreement has been fully implemented. There are many Ukrainian politicians that say that Minsk II is too weighted in the favour of the separatists. And they're afraid that if it was fully implemented, that could potentially give Russia a greater hand in Ukrainian affairs. Last year, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he wanted to change the Minsk agreement. International backers insist the deal must be honoured by both sides. No political agreement means the economy cannot recover. But the separatist government say the economy is gradually improving and Russian investment is helping. In November, President Putin signed a decree allowing Russians to legally buy goods produced here.
The end of the war and the recognition of the DPR would, of course, contribute to the development of the economy. Military action has affected the region, not to mention the business infrastructure, the outflow of expertise, an economic blockade by Ukraine that destroyed our financial system, but we're now managing to re-establish that system.
With little sign of an end to the conflict, financial security for Victor, his friends, and millions of people like them remains in doubt. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Donetsk.